Great achievement. Peter, do you have played your 400th game for this club last week?
Yeah, it means a lot personally. To play sort of that many games was something probably at the start when I got into the first team I wouldn't really expect it. Played with some obviously good players a long time, won some trophies and played with good teams. You know, I've been very fortunate to play that amount of games, and it's been a privilege really to have done that so much.
It was a special game too, with it, you know, being a 1-0 win and a big European night.
We've had some over the years, certainly, you know, nights like that, but anytime you get a night like that, you have to cherish it. We'll be in the 400th game, certainly it's enjoyable to look back on, but you know, it's only a sort of half time in the tie. We give ourselves a chance, which maybe some people weren't expecting, but we knew ourselves that we could give a good account of ourselves. There's no reason why we couldn't get a result and make it interesting for coming over here, and we've achieved that, and hopefully it's up to us now to go out and do well tomorrow night and see what happens.
It was a really exciting game last week with a dramatic late winner, and then of course the 100th game for the club in Europe. It's a real buzz about the whole club at the minute.
Yeah, it was a big night. Obviously it was the 100th European game, so the players wanted to put on a bit of a performance with that in mind, and to get the win was the ultimate goal. We also wanted to play well, which I think we achieved as well. So to come out with a positive performance and result was certainly something that we all wanted to achieve, and it took great satisfaction afterwards.
How's the preparations been going here in Sweden for the last couple of days?
It's been excellent getting here so early. We've had plenty of time to sort of get used to our bearings and get acclimatised, do some good training, eat right, prepare right, and get plenty of rest. And it's all important when you're coming out to play against a team who are, you know, full time, and obviously a couple of levels up on what we're used to playing.
We weren't expecting this lovely weather, were we?
It's been unbelievable, the weather, to be honest. I thought it might be, you know, warm enough over here in the summer, but I wouldn't have expected it to be as warm as it has been. So obviously that's a factor again tomorrow. So we need to make sure we eat right and get plenty of water in and stuff like that. So we're ready to face the battle over 90 minutes.
The spirit in the camp and the morale in the camp, having been around the group for a couple of days, it's first class, isn't it?
Again, that's another thing that comes with, you know, European games and getting away for coming away as long as this as well. You know, it's great for team spirit. New boys have come in, have settled in really well, and the groups. It's a great change we'll have at the minute. And the more positive results we get as well, it'll be even better for the change room. And everybody's been, you know, has had a great week, I think, and enjoyed it so far. But we also know why we're here. At the end of the day, we're here for an important game tomorrow night. And as much as we've had a good preparation, it means nothing if we don't go out and put on a good performance.
We're about to head to the stadium for training tonight. It looks an impressive stadium to be playing in tomorrow night, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a, you know, a really great international stadium, obviously. So for everybody, it'll be privilege really to play somewhere like that, and somewhere where we'll all enjoy playing. And at the end of the day as well, you don't want to go out there and put on a poor performance for ourselves. You know, you have to have a bit of pride in your performance. You don't want to go out there and do poorly. So it'll be a great arena and great surface, I'm sure, and it'll be something that we'll all enjoy training on tonight and looking forward to playing on tomorrow night.
There's belief in the squad that this could be a great occasion and that we can get a result here, isn't there?
Of course there is. We also understand that they're a good side. We're not going in being silly and say we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, we're just going to have to go out there and give it our all and see where that takes us. You know, if that gives us a positive result on the night and gets us through, great. If it doesn't, then, you know, that's fair enough. But we're going to go out there and give it our best shot and see where it takes us. And we also know that they possess quality on their side. There's no point being silly about that and thinking, you know, 1-1-1-0 will be an easy task. It certainly won't. Although they didn't hurt us too much at home, I'm sure over here they'll be fired up, obviously having a poor result at the weekend and a poor result against ourselves, that they'll be wanting to prove that was a minor blip on their behalf and get back on a winning footing. But we're also confident, you know, we did a good job last week. There's no reason why we can't go out and do something similar tomorrow night.
You yourself have experience of, you know, playing away from home as a striker, and you know how difficult that can be. And
yeah, it's difficult for everybody in the team, to be honest. Every position has its own you know, things which make it difficult, but obviously playing as a striker as well, it's difficult. Usually away from home, it's a lot of sort of work for the team more than for yourself in terms of closing down and stuff like that. But you know, whoever plays tomorrow night, they'll have boys on the pitch and the guys who are on the bench ready to come on will give it their all, and that's all you can really ask for. And hopefully get a wee bit of luck as well.
everybody at home is right behind us, and all the best, Peter, for you and the whole squad tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll get the result we're all dreaming about.
Cheers, thanks very much.